Happy August!
Welcome, August. Salt air in the rust on your door.
It just reminds me of the summer I turned 40.
Me too.
Yeah, like I kind of wish I had an East Coast summer this year. But that didn't happen.
I mean, on the bright side, we didn't get Lyme's disease.
True.
So
that's a win.
Swifties rise. Yes, it's August month.
It's August. Stand up for a national anthem.
It's been all over my For You page.
No, literally.
We're doing our August intentions episode. So hopefully you had a good start to the month. Hi, by the way.
We just went MIA.
First of all, yeah, we missed last week.
I feel like we've been gone longer.
We only missed 1 week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I feel like forever?
I don't know. Huh. No, we post on July 23rd.
Oh.
Yeah, so we just skipped the week we're recording, which is this week.
Uh-huh.
Or last week, if you're listening.
Oh, okay.
Small life updates for Alexis. She's homeless.
I'm out of a home. Because my whole family has the vid, COVID.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to get it.
No.
Because who would want that?
Yeah. In case it wasn't obvious.
Yeah.
She's a hypochondriac.
Yeah. In case it wasn't obvious, I get anxiety when someone has a cold around me. So yeah. COVID, absolutely not.
Yeah. And two people in her house have it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's with me right now.
Not going home anytime soon.
Yeah. So we had to take a pause because the day we were going to record is when she found out that someone in her house had it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's been a week and then found out another person ended up getting it.
Yeah.
So.
I've been she hasn't been home though. Yeah.
So that's why I was like, you can come now.
Yeah. You're like, you're safe.
Yeah. Because at first I was like, no.
Mm, yeah.
And I was like, too close.
That's valid. Ya.
And then now you're clean. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I'm like, all good. All good here.
Yeah, so we had a skip last week for obvious reasons, but we're here now ready to talk about how to be intentional for the month of August because we are officially 8 months into the year, which is wild.
That's wild.
Wild to say out loud. Yeah. So including August, we have 5 months left. So August, September, October, November, December. So 5 months left.
AKA our birthday months. The most important months of the
year. Best season is starting, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like the holidays are coming up so quick and the time is going to change in like just a couple months. So it's like,
but then it's going to get dark early.
But that's why it's time to be intentional.
True.
And make the best of what we have now. This is like basically the last full month of summer.
That's true.
So it's like time to get serious.
Great point. Because I was just about to complain.
No, I literally feel the same way because my For You page is just filled with Halloween stuff. And you know how I feel about Halloween. Like I am a goth girl at heart.
You are.
So I love it. But I'm like, I don't feel like I'm ready for fall yet because the weather's just been very summery.
So I just
want to like take advantage before it's dark at four, you know.
Our seasonal depression was so bad last year.
It was pretty bad.
I think it was the worst year I've ever had.
Mine was the year before. Last year wasn't terrible. I think it helped that we started our podcast and we were seeing each other weekly.
Yeah,
but just like it's just hard to get outside
when
you work. So
yeah
we're wanting to be intentional this August. So then this episode is basically going to talk about how you can do that.
Yep. How to be intentional, because I feel like it's important to make sure you're taking action with purpose.
Yeah,
because then I feel like it's easier to accomplish things that way, honestly.
Yeah, because I just feel like when you know what your intentions are, when you know what your end goal is, it just helps you like better prioritize your days.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I wrote down like basically what does it mean to be intentional? And it's just being more purposeful with your actions and like what you're doing every single day has a clear purpose. And people who are intentional, that means that they're like determined, they're very goal oriented and action oriented. And that's all great. So it's just about making choices that reflect like, you know, the things that are important to you. Or you hear a lot of people always saying to like, what would the dream version of you be doing? And do that, like be act like her.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what it means to be intentional. So how can we do that this month?
Okay, so I think having a plan for what you're going to do every single day really helps prioritize your day and gives you structure. Because I feel like when I don't have an organized day, like I obviously feel very chaotic, mm-hmm. and I just feel like that's where things get like messy and I get frustrated. So I definitely feel like having a plan for the month is helpful to like essentially help you accomplish your goals or mm-hmm. just make sure like you're doing what you want to do in your everyday life and having a meaning behind it.
And also, which like at the same time, have a balanced day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I've talked about this before about the GRAPES acronym that I learned.
You taught me that.
Yeah. I don't know if I've said it on the podcast. I feel like I have, but I'll just repeat it
mm-hmm.
in case we have anybody new. But so basically my therapist taught me this acronym that's GRAPES. And it was basically like, that's how you want to fill your day. So the G was with gracefulness. So mm-hmm. you want to practice that like with yourself and with other people. Don't be so hard on yourselves. And then R was rest. So you want to make sure you have your time to like restore. A was accomplishments. So do something that you would be proud of by the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
P was pleasure. So something that there's literally no purpose for it other than the fact that you like it. So like as an example for that one, for me, that was always coloring or just like watching a show. I'm like, yeah. I literally just like it. And I just, yeah, I feel like that can kind of go hand in hand with rest,
mm-hmm.
but it just depends on, you know, what that means to you.
Yeah.
E was exercise. And then S was social, like just speak to another human being for the day. Cause it's just good. It's just good to do that. But yeah, filling your day with that, that's like the most perfect, well-balanced day. So if you need like a place to start with being intentional, I feel like that's a great place so that you have a balanced day and it's not just so like work, work, work. And it's like, did I fill every second of this day by working? It's like, okay, have the balance.
We need more balance. Yeah.
Yeah. So be intentional in that sense where you're doing everything that could create like a well-balanced, well-rounded day
mm-hmm.
or life, I guess.
Yeah.
And then another thing too is, I know I talk about this a lot, but like the 5-minute journal, it's really great because just writing down like your intention every single day, first of all, is just going to help you set the tone for the day when you do mm-hmm. it when you wake up. It's going to help you, again, just prioritize what's important to you that day. You can kind of go based on like what you're feeling. And when you have the 5-minute journal, it helps with that because you write down like what are 3 things that would make you know. What does it say? Write down 3 things that would make today great is what it says in the journal. So same idea, but so you could do that. You could write down a daily intention. Like, what are you trying to accomplish that day? What would make today a good day for you?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I feel like that's such a great way to start your day.
No, that is.
And then also I do this. So I do the 5-minute journal every single day. And it's so funny because I literally will forget what mm-hmm. I wrote down in the morning, and then afternoon or evening will roll by.
Yeah.
And I'll look at it and I'm like, oh crap.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just because sometimes like work and stuff just like gets in the way that, I don't know, I feel like I become a little forgetful and less intentional. So I like having my journal somewhere in my face to remind me, because mm-hmm. to like just break out of those habits where I'm like scrolling for too long.
Yeah.
Or I'm just like getting in my head about whatever it is. And I'm just falling into like these habits that I don't love. Mm-hmm. So if I like have it in front of me, I'm like, oh right, like I told myself I was gonna do this today. I told myself I would feel good if I did this today, so I need to do it. I would be so proud of myself if I did it. Like, let's not forget.
Exactly.
So if you write down your intention, just make sure it's somewhere that you can see
mm-hmm.
to just remind you throughout the day, like, don't forget. You know, you said you were gonna do this.
Yes. I also think it's important to end your day every day by writing down something that you did that you're proud of, similar to the 5-minute journal. Because I feel like
we're like, just get the 5-minute journal.
Yeah, we're like, just actually, here's our Amazon link if we had one, hypothetically.
I have one.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I have a storefront.
You do.
I'll add it to mine, guys.
We'll link it. But I just feel like it's a good way to let you reflect on not only your day, but I feel like mentally it's good to kind of write things down and like remind yourself of what you accomplished, even like that week, just in general.
Yeah.
But I feel like that is almost, if not equally as important, as like starting off your day with like a good intention.
Yeah, because something I was telling my therapist is like, I feel like I wake up in the mornings feeling so motivated mm-hmm. and then the day just drains me.
Like once it's 3 p.m.,
I'm not slumped. Even, honestly. No,
you're like,
for me, it's not so much about feeling slumped, but I just feel like I get frustrated because mm-hmm. I'm like, there's so much that I want to do and I just feel like there isn't enough time.
Yeah.
I know I have a lot of things to do. Like, I start off by feeling so motivated and writing down like my to-do list for the day. Mm-hmm. But then that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm not staring at it, I just will go through the cycle where the day will go on. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I need to do that. I need to do this. And then I just get overwhelmed because I feel like time is running out for the day.
Yeah.
And then I'm also like, well, you know, I need to make sure I like have my self-care time too. And like, mm-hmm. I'm a mother to a dog and it's like, I need to take her out and do these things, whatever. And then I just get overwhelmed and I panic. So I just shut down and I'll lay on TikTok for like 2 hours.
Yeah. Cause then you're kind of just like, it's like you're frozen in a sense. Yeah,
no, exactly. So then I spiral and then at the end of the day, I'll be like, did I make the most of my time today? Or did I waste time by like laying down? Like, could I have done more? So then my therapist was like, you should probably start like a nightly journal, just being like, oh, I really like this about my day today and whatever, like something that made you happy today. So I think that's why I really appreciate the 5-minute journal, because at night it asks you, what did you learn that day? And then 3 things that like made you happy that day or whatever.
Yeah. I think it does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it just helps me feel more grounded and also just not as mean to myself. Mm-hmm. So
I feel like that is definitely helpful, because I think sometimes for the both of us, we could both be really mean to ourselves.
No, we're so hard on ourselves.
And I'm like, oh, maybe I should be nicer to myself and not be so harsh.
We'll get there.
One day.
Yeah.
That's what therapy and the 5-minute journal's for. I also think it's important to ask yourself, like, is this helping me reach my goal, or is this helping me become like the dream version of myself I envisioned in my head?
Those are good questions to ask yourself.
I feel like questions like that are good, because I think sometimes it can get like frustrating, like what we were just talking about, where we kind of just like sit in spiral and feel like, I don't know, we're just like overwhelmed and can't really move and do anything. But there's this one person I follow on Instagram that's like a wellness person. Mm-hmm. I would say she's an influencer, but I just saw her post this morning and I feel like what she said is kind of similar to what we're talking about, because she wrote, don't complain about low energy levels if you're not prioritizing your sleep, nutrition, and moving your body daily.
Okay.
I was like, oh.
I was silenced.
Were you silent or silenced? Oh, she kind of gagged me. Yeah,
okay.
Because then she wrote, don't complain about being stuck personally or professionally if you're not reading new books, learning, and upgrading your mind. Action over complaints. And I was like,
oh,
she's a little harsh. I do. Okay. Yeah, I follow her because she's real and she keeps it real.
I was going to say, sometimes we need to hear that.
Yeah. Like, I don't need a sugar cookie like coat of like things.
A sugar cookie?
Yeah.
It's called sugar.
Wait, what? Or sugar coat? Yeah.
I don't need a sugar cookie.
I think I was thinking of a cookie.
Sugar coat. Sugar coat. Not cookie. Yes. There's no cookie.
No, for real. I was like, wait, what? Oh my gosh.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
You and your words.
You, yeah, me. We already discussed our pet peeves words.
Wait, actually, really quick.
Oh God.
It was so funny because Kali, my husband, he was listening to the episode and he was like, I feel like you say it weird. Jewelry. Which, if you didn't listen to the last episode, I went on a rant.
Yeah.
About how people don't pronounce jewelry right and they say jewelry. Ugh. Disgusting.
Like, I
hate
can't.
It. I hate it. They say jewelry. And he was like, I feel like jewelry sounds weird. He doesn't pronounce it jewelry, by the way, because I'm like,
how does he say it?
He says it normal. Jewelry. He says it the right way.
Yeah.
But the more I was saying it, I think he was like second guessing. So he was like, jewelry. No, like jewelry sounds weird. So I had to like spell out the word for him. And I was like, it literally says jewel. JEWELRY. So you just say jewel.
Re.
That's literally it. And he was like, that doesn't look right. And I was like, that's how you spell it.
You're like, well, that's how you say it. So you're going to have to get over it.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was so funny. I was like, don't get me started.
You're like, not this again.
Yeah, not you too.
Oh my gosh.
My own husband.
I'm screaming. I don't even know what we were saying before this.
Why did we get into it?
I don't know.
'Cause you said sugar cookie coat.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah, you were saying you don't need a sugar coat. Sometimes you need people to like keep it very realistic with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which yeah. I get. I get it.
I'm like, I need to be a little reality checked sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, it is true. So, I mean, yeah, because sometimes following accounts like that, I love it because I'll be scrolling for too long and then one of them will pop up and I'm like, okay, I'll get up.
Yeah. You're like, I guess.
Yeah. Because I'm telling you, sometimes I just lay down for too long. Like, I love a good horizontal time.
Oh, that was us yesterday. Yeah. Our midday nap.
Oh, I know. Gosh. We took a nap for like 20 minutes and then we were like 10 more.
Yeah. We're like, oh, we'll make it 30.
Yeah. But I mean, that sounds like a good account. What's her account?
It's at Kayla Barnes.
Oh, I follow her too.
Yeah.
Isn't she a neurologist or something? No. Yeah.
No. You're thinking of a...
Yes.
Gosh.
I can't remember her name. But yes, you're talking about the fitness girl.
Her?
Yeah.
I'm showing her for context. I know Kayla Barnes. Can't see.
She used to be a fitness influencer, wasn't she?
I think you're thinking of Kayla something else. Her last name starts with an I.
Am I?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. The one who's divorced?
Yeah.
Oh.
Different. This is a different Kayla.
Do I follow her? Why does this name sound familiar?
I've reshared some of her stuff on my story, so maybe that's why.
I don't follow her. Never mind. I don't know who this is.
I'm like, go follow.
Kayla Barnes.
Yes.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah, because we follow this one neurologist girl. I thought her name was Kayla. There's too many Kaylas.
I know. There's a lot of like influencer Kaylas. Huh. I think you're thinking of her. Kayla Eidsteins.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the influencer. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Because I was like, I think I used to follow her. Oh, yeah. Because she's CEO of the Sweat app. Or co-founded it. Huh. Okay. Anyways. Enough about the Kaylas.
Anyway. So what we were saying earlier. Ask yourself, is this the dream version of me? Is this, you know, is this what the dream version of me doing right now? Is this supporting my end goals? Is supporting my dream life? All that stuff. And I think it's just going to help you feel a lot more clear about yourself, what your goals are. It's going to help you prioritize your day better. And just like overall, just be more intentional and be more intentional.
Like great talk.
I was gonna say something and I totally forgot the word. And whatever, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Like just be more aware of your actions.
Aware. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Yes. Yes. Just like more self-reflective also.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also just a reminder, I know we kind of mentioned this throughout, but like, yes, this is a great motivational tactic. You know, always be intentional, make sure the choices you're making aligns with your goals and, you know, manifesting your dream version of you and making that come true. Yes, that's like all a very good mindset to have.
Yeah.
But you also need to remember you are just a human being. You need to find the time to unplug and just do things literally for pleasure. Like I was mentioning earlier, it just helps avoid burnout. Like if you just keep thinking, like if you're just go, 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 you're going to be burnt out. Like we were literally just watching the Kardashians and Kim's burnt out. So I'm like, if Kim's burnt out, we don't have a chance.
Kimberly's burnt out?
Yeah. She does everything.
Yes.
So I'm like, if she's burnt out, we're going to be burnt. Yeah. We can't avoid it. If she can't avoid it, we're doomed. So just, make time for yourself. It doesn't always have to be like this, you know, but like maybe just set a little like monthly challenge for yourself for the rest of this month and just, you know, see the difference, feel it out. Take it easy. But at the same time, like you do have to push yourself a little bit, but give yourself some grace, you know, give yourself those times to unplug, whether it's daily, weekly, whatever.
Well, we hope you guys enjoy this week's episode and
short and sweet, just like Sabrina Carpenter's album.
That was so good. That was really good.
Happy Sabrina Carpenter
month. Oh my gosh. A few more weeks and we will have a new album. I know. I'm so excited.
We both got tickets to her tour, by the way. Separately, but we will be going.
Yeah.
Same day. So
yeah.
See you there.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Can't wait for November.
I know.
Alrighty. Yeah, we hope you guys have a great August. Stream August by Taylor Swift.
Let's bring it back in the Billboard.
Yes.
Top 100.
No, seriously. Someone tweeted and was like, it's all I want for Christmas is you. Is that the song?
The song.
Why did I just like blank
I'm
on
like,
that?
Mariah Carey?
Yeah. They're like, oh, it's like the summer version of that. And I was like, honestly, oh, so no. True.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's all over my For You page and it just puts me in like such a mood. Like,
yes.
It feels like a slow summer month, you know, where it's like you're starting to wind down and like be more calm. And it's just like a good gateway to like fall.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's giving like East Coast.
Yes.
Like I'm just on the beach. No worries.
Summer I turn pretty. I'm telling
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
I just want it. I want August to be like the summer I turn pretty.
Same.
So let's go out and get them.
Yeah. Great way to end this episode.
I know. Okay.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.